This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for a week ending April 27th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week at $192.89, which was $2.79 higher. This was based on 877 loads reported in the daily cutout. This represents about 12% of the total trade for the week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including that spot trade, formula trade, etc., was at 192.04, which was 70 cents higher than last week. The total reported box beef volume was 7,249 loads, which was 444 loads less than last week, but it was about the same as last year's average week. The formula trade was 3,256 loads for the week, which was 59 loads more than last week and represents about 45% of the total trade. The outfront sales were at 1,399 loads, which was down 103 loads, but is pretty much still in line with a normal April, which is the peak booking period for that Memorial Day grilling holiday. However, the average for the month of April is still below previous years. In fact, total sales during March and April of last year were much, much larger, but the grilling season came a lot earlier last year. Exports reported 1,002 loads, which was 210 loads lower than the previous week. The NAFTA exports represented only about 126 of those total loads, and 876 loads were shipped overseas. The most recent 10-week box beef sales average was 6,755 loads per week, which compares to 7,238 loads per week last year during the same time period, and was 483 loads less than last year's average for each week. The last 2 weeks have been an average or above, which has really brought us a lot closer to last year's numbers. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade was much better. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were steady to $2 higher. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were steady to $4 higher, with most increases on ribs, but they had shown the steepest declines in recent weeks. The cow cutout ended the week about $3.80 lower this week and $10 lower during the last month. 90% trimmings lost about $16 then during the month. There has been large runs of beef cows in dry areas and intense dairy culling that have increased the total cow numbers this past month. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was $2 to $3 higher. Live prices at $128 to $130, and dress prices were $2 to $4 higher, mostly trading at $204. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 6 pounds lower at 1,225 pounds, and that compares to 1,228 last year. As you can see from the previous year recently, this is definitely the time of the year when weights decline. The latest average national steer carcass weight had been following its normal seasonal decline, but it jumped 4 pounds last week to 851 pounds, and that compares to 837 last year and only 823 pounds for the four-year average. Last week's decline has been quickly overwritten by this jump, which has contributed to another big spread compared to last year and the four-year average. The choice select spread jumped up to about $8.50 by Friday, which was roughly about $2 higher than last week. The front month of the CME ended the week about $1.50 higher compared to the previous Friday. Now looking at the Southern Plains feeder cattle trade at the area auctions, the trade was pretty much steady to $4 higher, but instances 5 to 6 higher during the middle part of the week in a few spotty places. The Southern Plains auction receipts at our 10 test auctions in the 5-state area was 31,000 head compared to 38,000 head the previous week, so we had another very good test. Those 500 to 600 pound steers at auctions traded at 154 to 167, which was steady to $2 higher. And the yearling trade on the 7 to 750 weight steers was at 134 to 139. And those 8 to 850 pound steers were trading mostly at 127 to 134. And in the Texas direct trade that reported 28,000 head in sales, that was mostly steady on the steers. There were 2,200 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 130 to 139. And 800 head of 8 to 850 pound steers trading at 128 to 135. Both of those prices were current FOB, and both of those were fully steady. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.